It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder live from the Allstate Showcase Studio here on 720 WGN. And we have some young folk in the studio, Bill.
It's always fun to bring in young kids, especially inventors, because then you and I look like doofuses. And it's fun for everybody, isn't it?
Let's start from the top and we'll introduce everyone. But we read the story and thought it was a very sad story that turned out to be a really helpful thing. 16-year-old Isabella Fontanini. Am I saying that right? Okay, Isabella, you and with the help of your classmates, we've got Kevin Coons, Kyle Wong, and Carlos Von Bork. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys created something after a sad story involving your grandparents. Isabella, tell us what happened with your grandparents that made you think about this new invention.
They left their keyless ignition car running in their garage, and like the carbon monoxide like spilled into their house and killed both of them.
So it was a connected house and garage.
Yeah.
And with these keyless things, and engines are so quiet these days, they didn't realize that was on.
Yeah,
and
they didn't know.
So the carbon monoxide seeped into the house, and unfortunately, you lost your grandparents. So sorry to hear that news, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Second of all, that got you thinking, I got to come up with something that could help prevent this from happening again so my grandparents don't die in vain.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Well, my dad and I were thinking about some ideas, and this came up. So then I brought it up to the group, and we invented this idea.
Why don't you talk about your group, introduce them all, and tell us how you did this?
Okay, well, this is Kyle.
Hi there.
And that's Carlos, you know, Kevin, Mr. Puglio.
And Joe Puglio, that's, you're the teacher of
a
class.
Yeah, so the class is called the Business Incubator, and it's kind of a new concept in education. And it's where kids actually spend the year developing a business. They come up with a problem-based idea that they develop a business off of, and then they spend the year with mentors from the community and coaches, so it's really bringing the community into the school, and they create a business and hopefully a product, and then they go into like a shark tank at the end of the year. Jeez. And there's investors that potentially could invest if they believe an idea is, you know, could potentially make
do you know
business.
What we did in school every day? We colored. We had a coloring book and we colored
not
and we
in
stayed in the line.
Not at Lake Forest High School.
I can't
We're
believe
way
that.
Cool.
That's fantastic that you guys have a program like this. How long has that been going on?
We started it last year. Yeah. I actually initiated it, and we have an incredible foundation that partners with us, and they get parents and community members involved, and it's extremely dynamic. It's different from any other type of class.
Wow. So a carbon monoxide detector, a lot of us have those in our homes. But not in a car. And we were talking about this off the air. You couldn't use one of those carbon monoxide detectors in your car?
You can't use it in a garage because the temperatures, you know, ruin the detecting.
Yeah, it's not a temperature-controlled environment like inside of a home. So they don't really work like they usually do.
But now there's something you can use, right?
Yeah.
What's it called?
CO Secure.
CO Secure?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our company name.
Oh, look, they have a company, Bill.
There's a company.
We
of
suck.
Course there is.
I love it.
Wow. So you must, I'm guessing, you had to do a lot of research before anything else. What was the research process like?
Well, we talked to a lot of people. We're talking to an engineer right now to see like if we can actually make this. But it's been a good experience.
Why don't you guys explain what it is, how it works, or, you know, the concept?
Well, we're using OBD technology in cars.
Which
means... is what?
Well,
we're old and stupid.
Are you familiar with like Snapshot from Progressive or...
Yes.
Yeah, so it's using the same technology as that is. And I think Verizon's coming out with a new thing called Hum. It's
yeah.
It's the same thing. Well, it basically just senses all the functions in the car. And so what we're doing is we're cutting out the whole carbon monoxide detecting process in general. We're just... seeing if the car is still running. So if the car is still running in your garage, it will send a signal to your garage door opener and then open up the garage door to release all the carbon monoxide from the garage.
Okay, that's genius. I have to ask, though, what if it's an old garage where there is no garage door opener or electronic thing? Is there going to be an app that maybe contacts the person to say, hey, your phone is... I mean,
what it does. Go ahead, tell them what it does also when it...
Okay, well... if your car has been left running for 15 minutes, it will automatically like send you a text like notifying you that your car is still running.
All right, that's pretty helpful.
What I don't forgive me for not knowing this, but what is the danger zone time-wise? How much time do you have before something needs to be done?
It depends on the person and the size. And like, it can even take like 5 minutes. And it depends how much carbon dioxide is in a room to actually, like, you know, kill you. Okay.
But one of the helpful things that Isabella's father told me when I spoke with him was that carbon monoxide fills a room and you have your carbon monoxide detector up on the ceiling. So by the time it reaches that, it's already filled. So he had said to me, you know, tell your folks and tell people, put the carbon monoxide detector
lower.
Yes.
So that was
That's a great idea.
Because I've heard you're supposed to have one in your basement, but they always say put it upstairs in the far bedrooms and stuff. But yeah, I mean, there are some that move around, but you could probably be more beneficial to put it by the baseboard under the bed or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Look at you guys have saved more lives today just by knowing that. So if this sells, you can be millionaires and stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you're not doing it for the, with the exception of Carlos, you're not doing it for the money. You're doing it for
the good of
absolutely.
So how did you pick your team? Isabella, you have this idea, and again, it's a terrible tragedy that you lost your grandparents to this. But then how did you form this team together, and how come they took your idea?
We were formed with our business DNA. It's like BOCE, if you heard of that.
And this is like a foreign language I'm hearing today.
And like I got like the S, which is like scientific or something like that. And then everyone got different letters, so we all just connected.
They have entrepreneurs letters. Have what we're teaching in school today is that you don't. There isn't a person that is born as an entrepreneur. We all have a specific DNA to be an entrepreneur.
Sure.
So they take a test that lists the different types. There's four different types.
Yeah.
Okay? B is business?
No.
B is...
And what ends up happening is, like, one is an inventor. One, you know, they have different types. Mm-hmm. And so each of the students in the class, we figured out what types they are, and then they had to form groups so that they had one of each type.
Oh, good idea. So you have four different kinds of strengths all working together. Yeah, right. That's brilliant.
Right. We got to go back to high school.
Yeah.
Oh, you can
Things
come
have
in.
Changed so much. Since we had no homework but no cool classes. You have a ton of homework, don't you?
Yeah.
So how do you have time to work on these inventions?
Yeah. You know, don't do homework.
We'll be fine time.
If you guys had a chance to go on a show like Shark Tank, how would you convince these guys? I mean, these guys have seen it all. What would you do in your pitch to let them know that this is not just a viable option and a safe option, but something that could potentially make some money down the road, too? What would you do?
Well, right now we're actually in the process of making an MVP and trying to find fundings for MVP.
Minimum viable product.
All
right. Yeah, so right now we're putting a presentation together to try to get funding from the foundation to let us make like a prototype for this.
Yeah.
So we'd probably make a prototype, get some like data on that by just, you know, using it around. And show that.
But you say that, but I hate to say this, that's not an easy step. I mean, that could cost a lot of money and take a lot of time, right?
So what they do is they start with, in the world of entrepreneurship, this idea of a minimum viable product is basically what they do is they create a product in the cheapest, smallest context.
Right.
And then what they do is they go out and they try it. You know, they test it. They work with it. And then they pivot from that. They adjust. They alter. So it's based on what people... you know, the information people give them. And that's the way entrepreneurs are working today. What they're doing is they kind of create a product before it's really fully developed.
Right.
And they keep altering. It's sort of similar to Tucker, Tucker.
But it needs to be, ideally, a working model, doesn't it?
Yes. It has to be something that is working. But we also try to teach them the way you create a business is off of a problem.
Yeah.
And these guys really have done a good job because they have a problem that is really a problem.
Yeah.
And people tend to buy things to solve problems.
Absolutely. And this device, as we learned, CO Secure, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hopefully paid for. And this estimated cost, about $80 to $85, still in the design stage. But people would pay that. I mean, especially when you have the garage.
You're gonna need a guitar, guys.
Right.
Get yourselves a guitar.
Carlos has those.
Yeah, he does. All right.
I knew one of the four did. They're high school students. But when your garage is connected to your house, that really is a big problem, which unfortunately you found out. What else is left? What do you have to do before you have this prototype up and going?
Just finish our MVP, you know, get more data on the customer and the market for our product.
We want to like try and get our idea out there. And shout out to our Facebook page It's
all right. Yes, tell us.
CO secure.
So what? Explain that just a little bit. Once you set up a Facebook page, and what were you doing? Were you just creating awareness, saying to people, "Here's something we're working on."
Yeah, we're just like spreading the idea and telling everybody about the threat of carbon monoxide because not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah.
And what about a patent? I mean, you're on the radio with us now talking about it. What if somebody does this?
Well, what happens is if they get funded, like I have a group from last year that's called High School Hired.
Yeah.
They were funded. They were given $20,000. So we spent the summer actually creating the business. They have to incorporate. They have to deal with lawyers. They have to learn about insurance. They have to go through copyright, patent, all of these things. So if they receive funding, we go through that for real.
You got to get a patent. I learned that with my potato chip hat.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a patent, people will steal your idea.
Absolutely.
Well, you were eating the profits, admit that.
All fair.
I like the chocolate cake stuff.
Thank you.
Well, best of luck to you. This really is a problem, and you have really tapped into something, Isabella and your other classmates, Kevin
Kyle, and Carlos.
Yes. You have tapped into something that we didn't know about until it happened to you. But, you know, that's what a good, important thing is. We don't know we need something until something like this happens. So thanks for letting us know we need this product.
You're welcome.
CO Secure. What's next? Do we look for it sometime soon?
I think probably the best thing is to look at their Facebook page and try to, you know, become aware of the prototype. And they're working with, they have an incredible mentor. Who's your mentor?
Shout out to George Day.
Yeah. George is their mentor.
Joe, I thought it was going to be you.
No,
I'll be honest.
I'm the
I was
teacher.
Sure that it was going to be
teacher.
You.
He's, you know, he is a successful entrepreneur himself, and he's working with the students, and he has some leads for someone helping them build a prototype.
Good.
And we've gone through all the different, they've looked at pricing, they have a financial plan. So we're building towards that. Hopefully there's enough interest and they can get a prototype to actually pitch it to investors.
Good.
For seed money.
Is this process kind of what you guys thought it would be, or is it dramatically different from what you expected it to be?
It's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
How come?
It's more work, isn't it?
Yeah, because I took like a business class freshman year. It's so easy, and this is like really hard because you need to work out of school and in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no downtime on something like this.
And they have to work with adults a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they have to learn how to go make phone calls, how to do that on their own. No one's doing it for them. So.
But this, you'll see, this will help you so much later in life. I mean, it may not seem like it now, but this is invaluable for the rest of your life. So good.
Yeah. I'm very impressed, man. Isabella Fontanini.
Fontanini.
Kevin Coons. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle Wong and Carlos Von Bork and your teacher at Lake Forest High School, Joe Puglio?
Puglio, right.
Nice to meet you guys. Continued success. I have a feeling this isn't going to be the first thing that you guys invent. We'll all be working for you someday, so be nice to us. Remember us when we had you on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
nice
you,
to
guys.
Meet you. Thanks
for having us.
Great to see you. A quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.